When Control Takes a Toll, a back-to-school special. I briefly spoke to a high school teacher who explained that when asked to enter their email address, many students need to be reminded to enter their entire email address. After 2 days of soul searching, I finally came up with a name for this phenomenon. I will share with you the nice version. Obedience sickness. The high school teacher, who was kind, wise, and tired, said that there are a lot of good ideas that could engage the students, but the school administration won't allow it. They don't have the funds for it. I wanted to explain that this isn't a problem of engagement, that students have actually been pushed away into this state. But instead, I mentioned that giving away MP3 players preloaded with Wise audiobooks could really help the situation. And the lady squeaked like a mouse. She was already working her second job. The teachers and administration need to get paid. There is no money for students, and no money for real education. Especially while the students are pretending to learn by cramming under the threat of a bad GPA. This works out this way in part because few students know what it is like to learn for real. But largely, because everyone is just scared. In school, of having their career ruined. At home, of being kicked out for bad grades. The worst thing about all this is that it is not real education. Cramming to pass grades, learning a few formulas and tricks along the way, is not education. All this punishment and calls for obedience adds to nothing more than simple bullying. Under this kind of contradictory threat, all a student can do is give up control. They have nowhere to go, nothing to do. Some will be under so much pressure that they will have to seek relief. There's no good argument to be made for threatening students. Such a betrayal comes with plenty of consequences. Schools are closely associated with drug use, especially colleges. That we are forced to legalize them because of the damage they cause to people who can't stop does not help this matter. It multiplies the consequences. I think we can all agree that adults have largely failed, and standardized education is pretty much trash. In the age of weak AI, we can switch to individualized instruction and education that is driven by the student's own curiosities that the AI will ensure will criss and cross many of the popular school subjects and more. All we really have to do is to add one more subject to early schooling, and that is computer programming. This will help children away from poverty, where the AI will assist them in creating small side projects and companies until several of them stick and start making some money. Many of these companies will build tools that will aim to restore what standardized education destroyed. Simulation, visualization, and interaction of what standardized education was forcing children to pretend to learn. Those of you who don't know what real education is, it is integrated education, an adventure, very much like a computer game. It does not feel like learning. It just feels like exploring a strange new world. and it only approaches areas that the students are curious about. Given mandatory poverty and draft and war, creepy and abusive religions taught as reality, it is time for adults to either try much, much harder or take an honest look at themselves. You should also understand that young people can recognize false leaders perfectly well. Just like parents often tolerate and interpret lies, so can children tolerate mistakes. But that tolerance is not infinite. Don't be surprised when a day comes where students refuse to believe fantasies and refuse to memorize in order to pretend to learn and pass tests. You may remember from your own high school experience how quickly news spreads among young people. I urge you not to betray the teenagers, especially, because that is a lesson that will drag well into your stay at the retirement home.